In the spring of 1937, Stalin began to distance himself from the family, whose gossipy arrogance suddenly seemed suspicious. When they gathered at his apartment for Svetlana's 11th birthday on the 28th of February, Stalin did not attend. Maria Svanitsa, the diarist, thought she could understand why. The Alleluyevs were useless. Crazy Olga, idiot Fyodor, imbecilic Pavel and Anna. The only normal people are Alyosha, Zhenya, and me, and Svetlana. This was ironic, since it was the Svanitsas who were the first to fall. Maria herself was ebulliently egotistical, tormenting her own husband with letters that boasted, "I'm better looking than 70% of Bolshevik wives. Anyone who meets me remembers forever." This was true, but far from helpful at Stalin's court. Soon afterwards, Stalin and the blue-eyed, dandyish Svanitsa suddenly ceased to be like brothers. Alyosha was quite a liberal, a European, explained Molotov. Stalin sensed this. Svanitsa was deputy chairman of the State Bank, an institution filled with urbane cosmopolitans, now under grave suspicion. On the 2nd of April 1937, Stalin wrote an ominous note to Yezhov. Purge the staff of the State Bank. Svanitsa had also done secret and sensitive work for Stalin over the years. Maria Svanitsa's diary stopped in the middle of the year. Her access to Stalin had suddenly ended. By December, the Svanitsas were under investigation and not invited for Stalin's birthday, which must have been agony for Maria. Days later, they visited Zhenya and Pavel Alleluyev in the house on the embankment, where they all lived. Maria showed off her low-cut velvet dress. After they left at midnight, Zhenya and Kira were doing the dishes when the bell rang. It was Maria's son from her first marriage. "Mama and Alyosha have been arrested. She was taken away in her beautiful clothes." A few months later, Zhenya received a letter from Maria, who begged her to pass it on to Stalin. "If I don't leave this camp, I'll die." Zhenya took the letter to Stalin, who warned her, "Don't ever do this again." Maria was moved to a harsher prison. Just after the Svanitsa's arrest, Mikoyan arrived as normal at Kuntsevo for dinner with Stalin, who, knowing how close he was to Alyosha, walked straight up to him and said, "Did you hear? We've arrested Svanitsa." "Yes, but how could it happen?" "He's a German spy," replied Stalin. "How can it be?" replied Mikoyan. "There's no evidence of his sabotage. What's the benefit of a spy who does nothing?" Stalin explained that Svanitsa was a special sort of spy, recruited when he was a German prisoner during the Great War, whose job was simply to provide information. Presumably, after this revelation, dinner at Stalin's continued as usual.